talk about government, music, art, health, science, theology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evidence Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for at least the next hour on this November the 19th on the West Coast, now November the 20th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zones. We would like to welcome all the U.S. military personnel around the world listening to this show on Wind Talkers Radio Network and on blogtalkradio.com. We appreciate both of those networks joining forces with BBS to help spread the truth around the world. And we want to wish all the soldiers in the U.S. military and even the civilian personnel in working beside the military around the world much safety and success in your missions and a speedy return home. We've got Thanksgiving coming up next week, and we miss the fact that you're not with us here, but in thought and in our hearts, you will always remain. Tonight we have a special guest, and he's become quite a regular guest. He came about as a friend via a mutual friend that we both had, who was constantly bugging me and bugging him and a third acquaintance that we have about us getting together, joining our research, having each other on our shows. And she didn't live to see that come to pass, but she's with us, and we know she's applauding and jumping up and down and probably doing some kind of an Arkansas jig every time we're together. My guest is a former U.S. Marine. Those of you out there on Wind Talkers and Blog Talk Radio, you know who I'm talking about. From 1967 through 1977, he is the host of his own talk show on Wind Talkers and Blog Talk Radio, A Marine's Disquisition. He's an excellent researcher. He puts out a daily news and views, and even though it's only supposed to be 5 days a week, he's even doing it now on the weekends. To get the truth out there, to get the real news out to people who aren't getting it, not just around the world, but even here in the United States. And he's a frequent guest on my show, and I'm honored to have him on again tonight, my good friend, Drew Malone Raines III. Drew, welcome.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, from all over the world, from Sochi, Russia, to the five counties of Australia. This is not American Disquisition or A Marine's Disquisition. This is the Nikoloff Show.
Well, I'm happy to have you and honored to have you on the show again, Drew.
I'm honored to be here. I really am.
You've had some real barn burners the last few days. In fact, I think the whole week you've been on top of a lot of issues. Of course, you had me as a guest on your show on Monday. And I had a certain amount of satisfaction from doing that show with you. I felt we covered a lot of topics. And, you know, I sort of put my foot down about this thing in the Ukraine. And now we're being proven right, you and I, what we've been talking about going on there. They're now saying that that this disease that people are suffering from is not the swine flu, and it's not the pneumonic plague, but it's a hemorrhaging that's occurring within the lungs. You remember now, it's been a couple of weeks I've been saying that. And at least we're pinpointing what this is. Now, they're not familiar with this because this is a bioweapon that's been unleashed on these people. And we reported it occurring in some other countries like Romania and Venezuela. And there have been sporadic cases that we know specifically, directly or indirectly, related to some naval operations that are occurring around the planet, too. But we know for certain that the figures that have been put out by the media are extremely or grossly exaggerated, and that even though this is a serious issue, they're not hitting the nail on the head. They're off target. They're disinforming the people, propagandizing the news by telling them that you've got to get your swine flu shot. You see, people are dying by the hundreds of thousands. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing these exaggerated figures. And these are the people that profit from these pharmaceutical drugs, which we know to be very dangerous and very deadly. And I want to allow you the opportunity to comment on all that.
They are, and most of you out there know that I have a girlfriend that lives in the Ukraine, and she actually laughs at what she reads from the United States, and feeds me information left and right concerning the flu that has hit the western part of the Ukraine, and from day one, she knows, and she's always stated that she did not feel that this was any kind of way, shape, or form a flu because of the viral effects of the black lungs. And it's she's been reading from the university libraries the circumstances surrounding the black plague, as you very well know, back in the Middle Ages, as well as even as recent in the 13, 14, 1500s, she's gone into that little rabbit hole over there, and she's found very, very distinct references that correlate directly with what's coming out of Western Ukraine and Eastern Austria. And the fact that she's also done some other research looking into questioning how this was spread. And it may be viral in the form of where it's contagious from person to person now, but she's much on the same page that that you and I are on, Don, and that is the fact she said yesterday morning for us, as well as day before yesterday for her, she made the comment to me that this entire thing is being blown way out of proportion. There's 213 deaths, and the population of the Oblast region is 2.8 million. We have more, quoting her, we have more people die here of farming accidents in 30 days than this so-called flu has brought forth.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You know what I mean? That's where I stand. That's where you stand. And she's out there. She's right on point with it. She feels that it is dangerous. She feels that it is contagious. But she also has talked to several military personnel. And the word on the street is that the government of the Ukraine, along with some complicity with the government of Russia and the government of Austria, has allowed this thing to happen by some form of infestation by aircraft flying in the neighborhood of 3,000 feet over the Oblast region and putting out a spray. And this has also been questioned and documented by Chinese. So, Don, what do we have here? We have a false flag event in the western Ukraine?
Well, there's obviously something going on. And I can connect this to financial corruption, which is something that you and I have talked about. I don't necessarily want to go there at this time, other than to mention that it seems like where there has been at least $1 billion or more dollars absconded from a bank, you have this issue. And in Venezuela, you have the $3 billion Stanford scandal. This is another Ponzi scheme like the Bernie Madoff case. And then I know without even looking anything up, that there's got to be something like that going on in Romania the same way. This is as if this is blackmail or extortion. In other words, don't go after the criminals in this, because this is what we can do to your people. And I hate to say that, but this is how these people operate. This is what happens when they engage in a phony war. Under the pretext of terrorism, where they're actually funding the terrorists, and they do create terrorists, and these people are probably under mind control or just bribed, you know, to the hilt that they're willing to do anything and take their chances. And there's so much mind control going on around the planet. What else can you attribute all this stuff to, that so many people would engage in these activities, in the mass murder of millions of people?
This is not new. This goes back in our own history. We've been warned over and over and over from the foundations of this nation. And what amazes me, Don, we've got the founding fathers constantly being ridiculed and second guessed for their being, that everything they did was really laid in a foundation of placing everybody in slavery. But in actuality, the Constitution was laid out. And there are remedies in the original Constitution for us. John C. Calhoun wrote in his last days as a representative in the United States Senate, quote, "A power has risen up in the government greater than the people themselves, consisting of many and various powerful interests, combined in one mass and held together by the cohesive power of the vast surpluses in banks." And here we are, the power of government of Washington, D.C. turns around and gives billions of dollars to the banksters, and the banksters are using it to enslave we the people, and we now have a class of powerful, elite, fascist, socialist, communist, Maoist, Stalinist, hypocrites in Washington, D.C. that have ever existed in the history of mankind. We have a group of people right now that are trying to enslave not a region, not a nation or region, not a continent, but the entire world. Hitler had the dream of taking over the world. He would gleam if he had one-tenth the power that this long-legged MacDaddy in Washington, D.C. has today. It amazes me that American people went to war, fought, and died. 8 years of war, 230 years ago, over the cost of tea. And here we are today, yelling and screaming about taxes, when the people of the 13 colonies and the regional areas of France, the regional areas of Spain, came, united together to fight the greatest nation of the world of that day with pitchforks, mostly, and plowshares, mostly, in the beginning. People don't want to talk about the fact that in 1775, the United States Marine Corps was formed on November the 10th. Of 1775, secretly at Tun Tavern in Philadelphia. It took a whole year to go about, almost about 8 months, before the first Marine Corps detachment was able to do battle. Many of the men that trained to go into the to fight in the revolution trained with sticks. And their objective was that if when we went to battle, you take guns in the field away from the enemy and fight, just like the Vietnamese did with the French in 1950 when they would attack when only one Viet Cong out of 10 had a gun. But 500 Viet Cong would attack a platoon of 50 Frenchmen. And the Frenchmen in their diaries would write, they came from all sides, many unarmed, but they overwhelmed us with their sling blades. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what a sling blade is, we're talking about a long knife that's used to cut rice. You would see it in America or any other place in the world where they cut, wheat.
Yeah.
And that's all they had. But they had no fear to die, just like our founding fathers. They had no fear to die. They knew that they would die if they did not unite together with their friends. And here we are today. The rich don't want to back the patriots. The rich, the filthy rich, could care less about the lower class. Their attitude is, let them die. Let them eat cake. Well, Marie Antoinette is contributed falsely for saying, let them eat cake. But the bottom line is, the elite powerful really do not care about you, ladies and gentlemen. They could care less.
Wasn't it Dolly Madison that said, let them eat cake?
Recently, yes.
Yeah. I just had to...
I understand that. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, we have such men as Thomas Paine and Thomas Jefferson who stood forth. Thomas Jefferson was not involved in the foundation of the Constitution. Many people attribute the Constitution to Thomas Jefferson. No, sir. It was not. It was James Madison and John Adams. They put the Constitution together along with the other members of the Continental Congress. But ladies and gentlemen, one of the very salient points about that era and about that time was the simple fact that we had men that came forth, stood up, and like Patrick Henry, and said, no, sir, I will not vote for this Constitution unless we have salient protections that are placed in writing, verbally, to tell anybody who comes to take the government for the people and work for the people, these salient points are in point. And they wrote out 13 amendments to the Constitution. 12 of those, 10 of those became our Bill of Rights. Two of those salient points were adopted later on within our Constitution as Amendment 11 and 12. The 13th Amendment that was originally cast was truly brought forth and ratified by the number of states in 1819 with the state of Virginia ratifying the original 13th Amendment, specifically saying you will give up your citizenship if you take an annulment. What's an annulment, ladies and gentlemen? An annulment is the bar. If you become a member of the Bar Association, Esquire is an annulment. We have a knighthood is an annulment. The minute that Barack Hussein Obama walked into the United Nations and took over the leadership of the United Nations several months ago, he gave up his citizenship. He gave up the right to be the president of the United States. But nobody, nobody has the nation's attention to say, no, sir, this is wrong. No newspaper, no television, no cable network has got the guts to come out and say, the long-legged Mac Daddy is not the right president for the United States, is not eligible to be the president of the United States. Don Nikoloff is the Thomas Paine of this era, writing exclusively, going through what he refers to as the rabbit hole. He gets out there and digs with his pick and shovel, and he comes out with a crane. A dragline crane at that. And if you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about a modern-day dragline crane, the one that an S-10 pickup truck or a Ford Ranger sitting up next to it in a picture looks like a quarter lay up next to the side of a house. We, the American people, have got to unite. Surely, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hang separately if we do not unite. God, I beseech you, sir, may I take the time to play the one man in America that has got the guts to stand up and call Barack Hussein Obama the long-legged Mac Daddy, and let your audience know that Dr. James David Manning is being attacked by the use of the most powerful weapons that any historian can come forth with any documentation of a leadership in power, abusing that power. In what Barack Hussein Obama has now sent out the National Security Agency, the Central Intelligence Agency, to visit Dr. James David Manning in Ottawa, New York. May I play a little clip? Yeah. It runs about 9 minutes. Please, yeah, sir.
He's been on this show before, too, as you well know, as well as on your show.
He's been on both of our shows, and we both have honored him. And I would like to let your audience know that I'm preparing a special article to get out to all the Marines around the world to unite, not for me, not a dime for me, but to unite to bring forth $10. To bring forth $10 so we can make sure we've got the money for Dr. James David Manning to be bailed out, because it's very apparent that Barack Hussein, the long-legged Mac Daddy, illegal individual sitting in Washington, the usurper, is attempting to arrest Dr. James David Manning. And this is a clip with his own words, ladies and gentlemen. I beseech you, please, take notes.
I am James David Manning, pastor of the Ottawa World Missionary Church in Harlem, Ottawa, New York. I'm also the host of the daily radio broadcast called The Manning Report. On the 16th of November, 2009, on or about 6 p.m. in the afternoon, two CIA agents claiming to be members of Homeland Security and two New York City detectives came to our church to ask me questions regarding statements I have made about Barack Hussein, the long-legged Mac Daddy Obama. They drew my attention, the agents did, to a posting on our website called Tea Party Members Go Viral on the Birth Certificate. And in that particular posting, I stated that the long-legged Mac Daddy is invincible by the vote. But only should you turn your attention to the birth certificate issue, then he becomes outrageously vulnerable. He is indeed an illegal alien and is not qualified to be the U.S. president. I spoke in that particular video posting as a servant of the Most High God whose name is Jesus, who prophesied, Jesus did, that Obama would rise from the dark kingdom. If you will read in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, starting at verse 1, but specifically focusing on verse 24 and all the verses of tribulation, pestilence, earthquakes, and diverse places that will precede Matthew's Gospel 24, verse 24. And Jesus also stated that the world would be deceived. The day of evil has arrived, according to the prophecy of Jesus. And now, in this day, good is called evil, and evil is proclaimed as good. The long-legged Mac Daddy has transcended politics and entered into the region of global evil and the bringer of a false hope and false change. As God's servant, I am commanded to spend all of my energy and time to overthrow this evil that has entered into our world. As an American patriot, I'm compelled to fight to restore our republic and its constitution. I expect, as a result of the visit last night by the CIA and New York City police detectives, Homeland Security people, I expect to be arrested in not too many days. Therefore, I pray to explain the entire matter of the dark kingdom and my representation of light in these very dark and evil days. I will be charged with the threat against the life of the U.S. president. However, I wish to quickly explain, such charge will be invalid as the person now wearing the label of president is not constitutionally eligible, therefore he is invalid. This person who now wears the label of the U.S. president has hidden from the American populace all of his vital records, his high school diploma, his records of his sojourn and his adoption in Jakarta, Indonesia by Lolo Shatoro, his admittance to Occidental College, the scholarship that he received, his admittance to Columbia University and all graduation diplomas, papers, theses, and writings in any of these schools and universities. He has carefully hidden and covered every one of his tracks that would let us know who he is and why he exists in this nation. He has posted on his website a fraudulent, forensic fraud of a certificate of live birth that is laughable at best and pathetic at worst. Therefore, there is ample reason to believe that he is not a U.S. citizen, therefore not qualified or eligible to serve as U.S. president. Therefore, any charges against me will later be proven to be invalid. Many patriots have petitioned the courts, the U.S. Supreme Court, the highest court of our land, for relief on this all-important issue. The courts have become complicit against the heartbeat of this nation and against its constitution. The defense of the treason, this organized treason and ongoing treason that is now being perpetrated against the American people, they have stated that he has demonstrated all that is needed to be the U.S. president. However, I wish to state that upon my arrest, which I believe is imminent, that these charges will then be brought before the public and perhaps even before the U.S. Supreme Court. The media, likewise, has been complicit. I have called them an associate with the prince of the power of the air, as found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 2. For they have conspired to commit treason against the American people. Broadcast mediums like MSNBC, Fox News, and anchor persons such as Bill O'Reilly and Glenn Beck have sued the American people with frivolous claims that they are there and they are looking out for you. But they have become complicit. All media now stands in full and regular defense of this criminal activity, ignoring the largest story in political history in the annals of this great nation and republic, whereupon the world's most notorious criminal has entered into the position of the president of this nation, allegedly, and has taken power of the greatest nation that ever was by absolute fraud. But with the complicity of the media that has made all of this possible. Understanding that I will be arrested, I wish to state to my church family, friends, and supporters that at present I am of a sound mind, that the evil dark kingdom that is now led by Barack Hussein, the long-legged MacDaddy Obama, that they, in the arrest, will not take my freedom simply by placing me in chains. But they took the freedom from all of us with their acts of treason and their conspiracy to commit treason against the American people. Thusly, we all have lost our freedoms. I want you to know, my church family, friends and supporters, that I knowingly and willingly have submitted to my God, who asked me to serve him in this cause and in this matter. And he alone has set my course, and he alone will be my judge. And so I say to Mr. Barack Hussein, the long-legged MacDaddy Obama, members of the Central Intelligence Agency, Eric Holder, Leon Panetta, and all the others, that here I am at the Outlaw World Missionary Church in Harlem, Outlaw, New York. You may come and arrest me. I am waiting. I will not resist, for I welcome that you would do so. And in doing so, we can finally bring this matter of your ineligibility to serve this great republic and your belligerent trashing of the Constitution can be brought to the American people. I await your arrest. I'm James David Manning, and I ask that God would bless all of us and that he would save America.
Drew, thank you for playing that. I hadn't planned on doing this, but I would like to. Drew, can you hear me?
More than
Thank you, Don.
Thank you for playing that. there was a synchronicity going on there. I was going to play a version of the Star Spangled Banner instrument. And I'm going
to play... The one I played was a tribute done by the lady that knows how to sing it in high pitch.
And that is who?
Whitney Houston.
Okay. Just checking. Okay. I'm going to play something that I actually composed, and I had a very dear friend of mine who we call Vortex, who works on our video crew, has a nephew that was stationed at Camp Pendleton, and he took a recording of this music with him before he left for Iraq. And a couple of years ago, I got a surprise in the mail. I got the American flag that flew over Baghdad on New Year's Day, and with a certificate. And though I don't support the pretext of the war, because I feel that it was under fraudulent circumstances that we went into Iraq, I honor those that gave their lives and those that are still putting their lives in danger. And I want to follow up on what you said, because that's a very moving statement. You can hear the emotion in Pastor Manning's voice. You can feel the anguish in his heart. And he is putting his life on the line for his country. This one man speaking out, speaking the truth. He's not the only one, but he's one man that has embarked upon a campaign and made the association with God, the references to the Word of God and the prophecies that these days would come. And we owe this man a great debt for his not just his videos, but the words of wisdom that he speaks, because you can tell this man is anointed. You can tell that he has a special dispensation to deliver this message. And I listen to him speak, and he reminds me of the hours and hours, over a year and a half, that I spent researching the things that came out in my Three Stooges Go to Washington article that prove the things that he's saying. And we've talked about those things, and we all agree. You agree. I agree. He agrees on the basis of these facts that we've been presented, that we have a total fraud sitting in the White House, bringing this country to its knees, and there are many people totally unaware of what's going on, which is a shame. It's an utter shame. But for what we can do to help this man, you know, I want to reiterate what Drew said. He's asking anyone out there, and I guess they can do this through you somehow, Drew, if you have a way to do that, you know, before the end of the show, I want you to give out the information. If anyone is moved by the words of Dr. Manning to contribute to his legal defense fund, if that need be, if that actually comes to pass, that we stand behind this man who loves everyone in the military. He's expressed this many, many times on his show, that he appreciates the sacrifice that families have made and the heads of families. In some cases, it's the whole family. He's done this on faith. He's done this on his understanding of the Constitution, the constitutional republic, which is the reality of this nation, its Constitution, and the 27 amendments, not the 23 million or so laws that they created to usurp, to circumvent those 27 amendments and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And if you're in a position to help this man, you're helping the country. He's a voice that we cannot afford to allow to be silenced. And, Drew, if I can impose upon my listeners and you to play an instrumental version, and I think maybe it's appropriate because you wouldn't want to hear me sing this after Whitney Houston. This is a different arrangement, actually. It's an arrangement that you're going to feel the emotion, and I'm going to ask the listening audience to think of the words or hum the tune to yourself while you're listening to this. This is the Star Spangled Banner.
Very good.
Now, I asked, when this was played there at Camp Pendleton, what the reaction of the Marine Corps soldiers was. And my buddy's nephew said, well, there wasn't a dry eye in the place. And I've performed this a few times in public at some major events, and I can share the same experience. Now, this was issued... this flag, I've got the certificate right here in front of me. It says, this certifies that the enclosed United States American flag, serial number OIF-2-001G-2005, was flown at Al-Assad Air Base, Iraq, in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom 2. And it's signed by Carlos Weckman, Jr., Sergeant Major of the United States Marine Corps, and Lloyd A. Wright, Commanding Officer, United States Marine Corps. And I think it would be appropriate for me to donate this to the Otlam Ministry in Pastor Manning's name. What do you think, Drew?
That's fantastic. That's fantastic, because right now... America is getting a full dose of the destruction of the First Amendment. And we need to unite again as we did 234 years ago, or surely we're all going to hang because of the how many laws you said?
Well, at one point, a few years ago, it was around 22 million, and it seems to me like they did another million or so.
if the government wants you in jail, ladies and gentlemen, they can put you in jail for any number of 82 million laws, unless you basically have found a way to own your property and make a substantial living to pay your land taxes to live on your property. And if you haven't, you're up a creek because they will come after you.
Well, switching gears, you know, we need to pray for Dr. Manning. Let me say that. And Drew, before the close of the show, I want you to give out any contact information that you wish to give out if people want to contribute to a fund to defend Dr.
Well, at the present time, I haven't got one set up properly. I plan to do so over the next couple of days as I discuss things with At-Law Ministry because I would rather everything go to At-Law Ministry. Therefore, if any funds that are donated to At-Law Ministry, not only are they usable, again, you know, for you, those of you that are subject yourselves to this illegal income tax, you have a way to deduct that tax. And at the same time, if there's any money left over after Dr. James David Manning fights this, because I assuredly, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to go into a court battle. And any funds left over that we are allowed to allow from our own pocketbooks to donate by the grace of God, everything we have is by the grace of the Almighty Creator. If those funds could go to Dr. James David Manning's individual ministries there and what he professes to bring forth and what he does bring forth, all you have to do, ladies and gentlemen, if you doubt the words, is to pull your own Bible and look at Matthew chapter 24, verse 24, and Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, and understand where we come from, that this nation was created by godly men that were not ashamed to kneel down and pray. Many of you have seen my websites, the three W's, amd.elequity.com. That's Alpha, Michael, Delta, Dot, Echo, Lima, Echo, Quebec, Ulysses, India, Tango, Yankee, .com. And if you just want to do it the easy way up there in the straight line, just type in amd.elequity, hit the control key and the enter key at the same time, and you'll go directly to my website, A Marine's Disquisition, located in Australia, because I didn't want it to be attacked by government. It's never been able, it has been attacked as many as 73,000 times in one day. But because it's embedded, within the University of Australia at Brisbane, it has never been able to be brought down. It has been, the university has, and we've been offline, but no violations on my website. I put that website there by the grace of Megan, who is my webmaster down there and sponsor, because she felt that putting out the truth worldwide and shouting, just like Dr. James David Manning, would bring attention to me, and we have. You should see the lies that are put out about me and the lies about my speech on talk radio, whether it be on BBS radio or Wind Talkers radio or RBN or GCN, The American Voice, First Amendment Radio, Truth Radio, Dixie Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been a guest and a guest host on all of those networks. Even the radio station that comes out of Idaho, that's an upstart company up there, that's doing a fantastic job. And for the life of me, I can't even think of their name right now. But, ladies and gentlemen, I have written articles. I have written theses. And they've been placed on international websites around the world because I stand up and shout for the truth. Granted, I was shouting the truth of that moment of that day. Some of those things have come to fruition in the point of being 180 degrees against what I believe was going to happen. My website, the 3 W's, amd.elequity.com. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't hide from nobody. My phone number is area code 501-565-1833. That's area code 501-565-1833. Normally you would find it listed in a phone book. But I hid my phone number because of all of the attacks by the banker system out there. So I put the phone number in my father's name. I want to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. James David Manning is not the only one being attacked. It's just a matter of time that they come after BBS Radio, Don Nikoloff, Drew Malone Raines, and the guests and the hosts that are on the networks of BBS Radio and Wind Talkers Radio and all the other aforementioned radio stations. I will advise you, those of you that have friends, many of us do not have fortunes, but we all know someone. There isn't anybody that I don't know that doesn't know at least one person that is extremely wealthy. And you can approach these people not for yourself, but for Dr. James David Manning and the God's Word under the Bill of Rights. It's all been there. It's all been brought forth. Even the last prophet, or the one prophet that we've had in the United States of America, many of you do not feel that we've had a prophet. But I honestly feel that George Washington not only was the president of the United States, but was also a prophet. Reach out and seek George Washington's vision as posted to the United States Congress. And remember that the War of 1812, 90% of the written documents were destroyed by the invading army of Great Britain when we fought the sea battle of 1812. Many of you think that it was a war of land battles, but it was really a war on the sea. The only one great battle that was on the land was the Battle of New Orleans. And Andrew Jackson soundly defeated the British on land again, utilizing farmers. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, farmers and pirates and citizens of the city of New Orleans. in the Battle of New Orleans, as it's referred to, fought just a short 18 miles out of modern-day New Orleans, Metro. You can't even see the gun ports of the fort that was there, is known that the Spaniards built, because it sunk into the swamps. But you want to get pride in your heart. Stand on the battlefields of the Revolutionary War. Stand on the battlefields of the War of Northern Aggression. Stand on the battlefields of the War of 1812. And listen to the Marine Corps Band play the Star Spangled Banner that you just heard by Don Nicolau. Or listen to the song as it was sung by Whitney Houston or any other great artist. It's time not only to have pride in America, but pride in your faith. That's all I've got to say, Don.
Yeah, and you know, isn't it ironic that the person that promised change cannot put his hand on his heart when that song is played? We've got pictures of it, don't we?
We have pictures of it even today after he's taken the usurpation of the office. Been in office 9 months, and to this day there is not one photograph of him saluting when the Star Spangled Banner has been played at any military installation that he has visited.
Yes. Now, speaking of military installations, it seems you and I did a show November 5th. I may be mistaken about that, but somewhere around November 5th, it seems to me that you and I were on the air together.
We were on your show on November the 5th.
Yeah.
This month.
Yeah, we did it. You were on my show.
Right.
And I substituted for Dr. A. Truat's show, two shows that same day, and this event was unfolding literally while I was on the air on RBN, and then that night...
It crossed over to both our shows.
Yes.
On the event of what happened at Fort Hood.
Yes, yes. And we were getting real-time updates from people that were there at the base or in Killeen, Texas, telling us what was going on. And I've not heard anything of the sort come out of the mainstream media nor out of the officials telling us this story. In fact, we heard nothing but a pack of lies, didn't we, for hours and days, and still are hearing that. And so... You know very well, and my listeners, my regular listeners know that I published an article that came out, actually came out on the 17th. I dated it the 16th because that's when I had basically finished it. I posted it on the 17th, so it's been up on my website for roughly 48 hours. And early this morning, there had been about 1,200 people who had seen it. Now the number is over 5,600. It's actually 5,653 people have read this article just on my site. But I've given permission to some other people who have posted it, sent it out in emails. I know one person that sent out 120,000 copies. So people are reading this, and I can say that on the basis of my follow-up investigation, and everything I know about this case is not in this article. This was pared down for the Idaho Observer so we could get it on a couple of pages.
And posted around the world. And, you know, there's people out there that want to talk to you about that. Barry from California is on line one at BBS Radio, and is it okay to take his call?
Oh, is he on? I don't know. I haven't got...
I'm introducing Barry from California. Come in here and introduce yourself, Barry.
Okay.
Hello.
Now I see the message. I didn't... Okay, go ahead, Barry.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yeah, what I wanted to say is there's not very many voices, prophetic or spiritual, as Dr. Manning. We are supposed to stand up and speak up against evildoers. And the pretender in the District of Columbia's Oval Office is an intruder, and it's not just what he says, it's what he does. That is an abomination of desolation. And I'm starting me and my friend are going to start a radio station here in Victorville, California, after the first of the year. We're getting it set up. And I'd like to have you, Don, as a guest once in a while. Our show's going to be on Saturday afternoons, and maybe even Drew also. But I can work with that later. But as Christian people, we need to speak up and prophetically say what's happening to our country and what's coming. And people need to get on their knees and repent and get back to God, because he's the only one that's going to help us in these hard times ahead of us. And if we're ever going to get our country back, we need to stand up. And if we have to suffer for the cause of freedom and faith and patriotism, then so be it.
Amen. I agree with you. In fact, we have to get rid of this notion of fear. You know, God doesn't put fear in man's heart. We know that Satan does. We know that the evildoers do. In fact, they mirror their own fear. They put it on us.
Yes, God has given us a power, a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And when Satan comes to attack us and tries to remind us of our past, we remind him of his future. He's a loser, and he's going to lose at the end, him and the Illuminati and the New World Order, because they're going to be sent to the pit of hell forever. And we need to remind him when he attacks us. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, Barry, you can get a hold of me. Go to my webpage, directlightproductions.com, on my site. There's a contact page there, okay? And you can communicate with me that way, okay?
Okay, and I'd like to get a hold of Drew, too, through you later on, because I want to work some guests in. I want to do all I can while we still have a freedom of speech.
Okay. Well, thank you for your kind words and your words of wisdom, and got to let you go. We got some other callers waiting here.
All right. God bless you guys.
You too.
God bless.
Thank you. Thank you, Barry. Okay, Ruben from Texas, you have a question or a comment for our guest, Drew Raines.
Yes, I just wanted to comment on the flag that was flown in Iraq, outside Iraq.
And your comment?
My comment is I can concur with that because I was there. I just spent 3 years in Iraq, and just wanted to say that is a true event. And one of my coworkers has one of those flags, and I just wanted to say thank you for all the people that are listening out there. And I couldn't have been out there and done what I did without you guys, and I appreciate you.
Well, I don't know what I would have done other than I felt moved to write some music and share it, you know, with some Marines. And I guess it went far and wide. And I'll tell you, when I got this flag, it came via the mail, and it brought tears to my eyes. I was deeply moved because the reality of what's going on there and in other parts of the world really touches you when an event like that occurs. Drew, do you want to comment? Have we lost you, Drew?
No, I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to comment on what Ruben said or what I said?
No, I you're right on. And for Ruben, as a United States Marine, to a fellow military man, Semper Fi. And I'm Semper proud Fi. That you had the time to take part of your life to work for the honor of the United States of America and for the civilians of the United States of America. But we have to remember as military men that at some point we have to return to civilian life. And as my great-great uncle once said, war is a racket. Other than that, Don, your musical score that was played at Camp Pendleton by the United States Marine Corps Band.
Well, I don't know. They played this recording.
Oh, the recording.
Yeah.
Well, I was under the impression that the Marine Corps Band has played it several times.
No. Well, this is me playing all these instruments.
Ah. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I just put this together because I heard it that way, you know, and I thought anyone can sing it, and I know a lot of people have sung, you know, to this arrangement, and it's pretty moving. I have to tell you, it is. It's very
well. I'm going back to Ruben there in Texas. I don't know where you are in Texas, but remember, Texas is a very independent nation of its own self. And remember that, like I've said many times, Ruben, we will surely hang individually, if not separately, if we don't unite together for the things that you and I have stood up and fought for or served, whether it be in New York City doing logistic support or in Iraq or Afghanistan, or Somalia, or Venezuela, or Vietnam, or Korea, or Japan. We've done our duty being there to let the rest of the world know that as young men, when we were and are young men, we're willing to give our life for our family and our friends. And thank you, sir, for your service.
Thank you, Drew. Yes, thank you, and thank you for your service. And incidentally, I found you on the internet listening to you with Bob Chapman. So,
thank you.
I'm
proud to have Bob Chapman on my show, and I'm proud that you found me through listening to Bob Chapman. That gives great honor to me.
And Bob Chapman has given me a new spirit, and I appreciate both of you guys.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you for your call, Ruben. Well, Drew, we're going to have to wrap here in a few minutes, okay?
Is that with cellophane or shrink wrap?
Shrink wrap.
Okay.
And so I want to give you a heads up here, but
one last informational form for those that want to contact me. My personal email is Drew, Drew Raines, Raines. That's Raines, DrewRaines@yahoo.com. You should be able to remember that real easy. DrewRaines@yahoo.com. Thank you, Don.
No problem. I want them to be able to get in touch with you anytime.
You can't put shrink wrap around my banana.
Drew, we were talking before we got these calls. We were talking a little bit about Fort Hood, and I can tell you that doing some follow up research and paying attention to the sources that I know are putting the truth out about what happened there. We do know that there were a number of events, at least three separate shooting events that were going on. And we do know that there was a heist that occurred of some 55 pallets of 1933-34 notes. we're talking about money, okay, gold, and some other valuables that belong to the Chinese. This was money that was loaned. The collateral was loaned in the form of 10,000 tons of gold to collateralize these assets that were to kickstart the new economy post Saddam Hussein. These 55 pallets ended up in Jordan.
There's something I didn't see in your article, and I'd like to ask that question because I had several Marines ask me this question.
Sure.
How much of that gold on those 55 pallets was really tungsten steel coated with gold?
Well, no, this is a rumor that's come out that supposedly this tungsten, gold-plated tungsten was found in China, okay? It was delivered to China. Now, we know...
Well, I'm just telling you that, you know, I'm just bringing up the situation that, you know, it's already been documented that the gold-plated tungsten is in China. We've documented that. I have documented that myself.
Yeah.
But the idea, I'm bringing this idea forward to say, well, how about how much of this gold had gold-plated tungsten involved?
Well, that I can't say. But
you know, can't answer the question. I can't answer the question. The only people that can answer the question are those in Jordan, and those in Jordan aren't going to say anything because then they would have to admit some complicity with either the Obama administration,
mm-hmm.
the Clinton administration, or the Bush administration, or all of them together.
Exactly. And what occurred there in Texas with the Bushes being there, and surreptitiously being there, requesting anonymity and privacy, the L.A. Times put out a spread. Now, we don't know that those are actually photographs of that event. Those could be photographs that were in some catalog file, you know, that they put out just for...
That they've never used before.
Yeah, exactly. And we don't know that, okay? Christopher Story, the publisher editor of the International Currency Review, even brought up the fact that they may have, we'll use the term, horizontalized George W. Bush. He hasn't been seen since he was there. The Chinese described their mission. They were there at Fort Hood. This has come out.
George W. Bush has not been seen since Fort Hood?
That's what they say. Now, and he brings up the issue that we may see him. We may see a clone, you know. This has been talked about before on this show and other shows, so this is no big surprise. But you got to think outside the box because they're trying to keep us inside the matrix here. Now, in doing the research I did on this Nidal Malik Hassan, to me the name is an alias. And Christopher Story, and I put this in my article, his quotes about the Malik investment companies all across this nation and in different parts of the world. And I followed that trail, and it led me to the same places I found when I followed the genealogy. See, what's interesting is that when you can pick up an alias and find a picture that matches the individual, and he's dressed like a Jordanian, and he has a name, a Jordanian name, and he identifies himself as being from Jordan. Is that a coincidence in regard to this money? You see, this money, these monies and these money laundering schemes are used to finance international terrorism. And the CIA, we know, created Al-Qaeda. Let's not be fooled by an Arabic website, Al Jazeera. It's run by the CIA. Bin Laden worked for the CIA. They're talking about prosecuting this Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in New York City as the mastermind. Wait a minute, wasn't it Osama bin Laden the mastermind? That's what we heard for the past 8 years. Oh, well, I've been saying, and many others have been saying, he died in 2001 in December. So if he's dead, they have to have another boogeyman, don't they? They have to have another bad guy, another patsy. And this is legalism. The fact that they want to take him into a civil court is merely to further the goals of the legalist society, which is in direct violation of the constitutional republic. And so I'm not saying at all that this guy should be tried, because we don't know at all what crime he committed. But I can certainly tell you he wasn't the mastermind of 9/11. Are you telling me he ordered the military, the U.S. military, to stand down when they had exercises going on the morning of 9/11, 2001, in New York? He got the whole Air Force to stand down? And I submit here, now we're going to have to end very shortly here, I submit that the Project for a New American Century, in their document, Rebuilding America's Defenses, which came out in September of 2000, the names in that document are the people that are the conspirators, because they called for a new Pearl Harbor event to rally the American people behind a war that they could create in the Middle East. It's all in that document. Those are the conspirators. Rudy Giuliani's pretty upset that they're not putting this in a military tribunal, because the Pentagon ran the events on 9/11. It's simple. It's not a big puzzle that has to be figured out. It's right there in their own documents. We've got documents, you see. And the research that I did was by going into documents. They create the documents, Drew, not me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we people say, I've got IMs here. Say, well, how many clones could they possibly be? Ladies and gentlemen, there was a program back in the 50s. That was done by Art Linkletter. Art Linkletter is almost 100 years old. He's just 3 years shy of being 100 years old. Been married to the same woman since 1935. An outspoken person, but on one of the five TV shows that he held and running concurrently on TV at the same time, the only man in history to do so, he had a show where he would send people from the audience in his game show to go out and find lookalikes of other artists, of the President of the United States, of the Vice President of the United States, of actors. And I very distinctly remember one show where he sent somebody out to find a lookalike of Anne Margaret. And when the person came on that show with this lookalike woman of Anne Margaret, people started cheering because they thought she was Anne Margaret. And the guy was out looking for Richard Milhouse Nixon lookalike. And he brought forth a Richard M. Nixon lookalike to the point where you had to look three or four times. And on another show, he asked somebody to go on the streets and find somebody that looked like Khrushchev. And people were in awe at the lookalike. So don't tell me that there's not people that look alike that are doppelgangers. And Don, you hit the nail on the head. In today's society, with the evil that's at the top, how do we know we're looking at the real thing?
Mm-hmm. Well,
thank
Drew,
you.
I hate to cut this off, but we do have to close the show now. And
well, that's cool. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go take a nap. I've got to get my news and views out.
Okay. Well, listen, it was a great show, and I want to thank you for your history lesson, your reminder of how this nation was founded and the trials and tribulations we went through, our forefathers went through, I should say. And sharing Dr. James David Manning's message.
Well, that's what I do on my show. I just brought my show to your show.
Well, that's
I don't. And I got my box cutter. So if you want to wrap me up, I'm going to cut my way out for my show.
All right, and I look forward to being on your show next week.
Monday, because we're going to be talking about your article in depth on my show.
Okay. Yeah, well, I got more coming out, believe me.
But we're going to talk about the one that was posted this week on the Idaho Observer.
Yeah, Yeah. This was for the paper, and
we need to get support for the Idaho Observer out there too, Don.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll put that information out on another night, but anybody can Google the Idaho Observer or go to idaho-observer.com. I recommend getting a subscription. It's very inexpensive. It comes out monthly. It's packed with truth. And Don Harkins gave his life for that paper, too. So Let's dedicate this show to Don. How about it?
Amen. That's what I'm going to do on Monday.
Okay. Drew Raines, thank you for being on the show, and I look forward to your next visit on Evident Footprints. My schedule shows that you're on the 26th. That's Thanksgiving, is it not?
I'll be doing a live show on my show, and Bob Chapman will be with me that day. He's already committed to doing a live show on Thanksgiving, because it's just another day around the rest of the world. They don't close the banks the rest of the world, only in the United States. So we're going to do a live show, and hopefully we'll have some callers in. And I would like to thank Ruben from calling in from Texas, Semper Fi Ruben. And I'd like to thank our gentleman from California there that called in. I think his name was Barry.
Barry.
And we won't hold your name against you, Barry, but you, God bless you for calling in. You have some inspirational words there.
Okay. Drew, thank you very much. I wish you a great rest of the week, and I'll be listening to your show tomorrow. You're on Monday through Friday on Wind Talkers Radio Network and blogtalkradio.com.
At 2200 hours GMT time around the world, ladies and gentlemen, heard live on Wind Talkers Radio Network.
Okay, Drew, you have a good night. Get you some shut-eye, okay? And I look forward to getting your next news and views. Folks, you have been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com and our special guest, Drew Malone Raines III. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network and Blog Talk Radio for broadcasting the show either live or in an archive. Special thanks also to Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, Seth Hendrick on the sound, and most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night when my special guest and a very special show will be Mr. Jim Murray. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light. To all the Marines out there, Drew, did I lose you? Drew, to all the Marines out there.
To all the Marines around the world, Semper Fi!
And to you and the listening audience, I wish you peace, love, and light, and have a good night.